ESPN Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grants is brought to you by Alive, Bon Vivants, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Epic Battery, Grand Bahama News, Marco's Pizza, Prince Masters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, an absolutely beautiful new in the land of the living. The papers is thick. The information's there. I'm grateful to be here. Let's jam. Let's dive into this thing today. Sort of a modified day for our small business conversation. At 1 o'clock, we're going to be able to have Ian pop in to have a good conversation with us about what's going on from a direct marketer standpoint. But guys, I'm open. I'm open if you're looking to be able to do something before the summer's out, if you want to be able to talk about your stuff and all your uniforms and all the shoes and all these particular things that persons know how to funnel them and get them into your store, you would want to give me a call. I mean, it only makes sense. Don't fight me. 827-0111, 827-0111. Grateful to be here and grateful to have this kind of a conversation with you. Shout out to my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go and check them out. Number 407 Blue Hill Road South. Right there, if you're in the market for insurance, and more specifically, bulk insurance. If you're looking for that for your SDs, your taxis, your jitneys, your liveries, all those particular things, if you got more than one, they can offer you in-house financing. You can't fight that thing. You can't beat it. Go in there and check them out. The number is 3411AFS, 3411AFS. Temporarily, they have sort of made some modifications to their number. Let me see if I can pull that up for you. Saying that the number's been down. Hopefully, it's up by now. Especially if their providers being able to hear what we're doing here on a day-to-day basis. But they have numbers here, and they want to be able to let you guys know. You can check them out at 688-2374. That's 688-2374. Or in Grand Bahama, 602-2374. 602-2374. Hit them up, 454-1735. 454-1735 or 454-1867. That's on the WhatsApp. It's a beautiful day, man. And anytime you see the paper a little bit heavy, I always like to kind of give, you know, sort of credence and an understanding of our brothers and sisters who were here before. I always like to do that. Is it weird? I don't know, right? But when you swing through the papers today, you'll be able to see the obituary, right? The obituary sits in there, and you can be able to find out more about the persons who've passed away. And if you're in that kind of a position that you're dealing with someone who's passed away, if you're dealing with the death of a loved one, I know my good friend Avery Lightburn, indicated that his brother-in-law passed and they had to put him down, send a homegrown celebration yesterday. But if you're one of those persons who are dealing with that and you're in the sort of in the position that you have to actually ensure that you get the paper, you put the persons in the paper, yeah? You get all the information, you put these things. If you're in that space, if you got to find out who can be able to capture the life and the essence of these particular persons who've passed away and still want to be able to, well, that don't look like, if you want them to be able to ensure that we can still be able to capture the essence of their life when they were here. I always like to tell you, go down, check out my good, decent people over at Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you check them out. They can assist you in terms of being able to, whether it's grief counseling, whether it's sort of a very clear understanding and fit this this service, this homegoing service for you, fitted within the confines of your budget, you want to check them out. They're located on Ernest and York Street, and you can be able to pick them up. They are in the book. They are in your phone. They are on, I think they got some social media. All the information's out there. Like I said, Ernest and York Street, Butler's Funeral Homes and Crematorium. They can take very, very, very good care of you. I'm grateful to be able to have them. Always say to me, Howard, I think they jumped the gun a little bit. Right? It's Howard, and when you go, we want to be able to take it. Excuse me. You're doing too much. But they're my very good friends. I'm grateful to be able to talk about them, right? Also, I got to tell you guys about this, man. Over the past few weeks, we've been having this kind of a conversation, and I'm excited. I'm really excited about being able to introduce this to you and talk to you about this and let you know that these are services that can be rendered and services that can be able to... I'm proud that not necessarily the first one, but more specifically to be able to amplify this concept here on this show. And I'm talking about art development and the fiber rebar. I mean, listen to me. This is Avery Lightbrown again. I'm truly impressed at his excellence, his commitment, the service, the concept, the idea. And if you want to be able to be a part of that also, he just wants you to know that they are available to you. You can be able to reach them at the office, the information that you need from them, and they can be able to assist you with it. Let me see if I can pull up some information right now and let you know how you can be able to call out to them if you need assistance. That is Art Construction, Art Development, MST Rebar. All the information's in there. You can give them a call at 242-603-4506. That's 242-603-4506. Or hit them up 242-822-9527. 822-9527. If you didn't have an opportunity to be able to listen to the show, I think that we're going to have him here next week and maybe the week after just to be able to talk about this again, because I'm excited about this. They have a summer special going on right now for the month of August. For the month of August, you can purchase a bundle of MST bar and save $640 right now. You can do this right now. The offer is available while supplies last for this particular month. You want to find out more information, like I said, you can give them a call at 603-4506, 603-4506. Or you can hit them up 822-9527, www.frpbahamas.com, frpbahamas.com. I'm proud to be able to, even affiliate with it and have an opportunity to be able to bring that up and kind of put it out there for persons to see. Because if we're moving in this kind of a progressive direction and understanding that we're looking to be more conservative, we're looking to be able to identify this, we're looking for longevity. We're looking for strength. We're looking for resilience. We're looking for this commitment. And so, you got to check these guys out. It's Art Development MST Rebar, and that's the fiber rebar. So that's not the traditional rebar. That's not the galvanized rebar. That's the fiber. And he and I already started to have sort of some conversations about the possibilities of what he can do, and I'm excited about seeing that well into the future. Guys, it's a beautiful day. I am grateful to be in your company. I want to talk about some stuff, though. Like I said, I think today we're going to be able to do sort of a modified approach of how we do the show. And I want to talk business, but the business of people, the business of the responsibility of the government. Over the past few weeks, I've been getting a tremendous amount of telephone calls and, text and information that's been sent to me that I haven't necessarily shared with you, but it's been sort of it's been piling up, right? It's mounting information now that indicates that there is a significant disdain, right, against the government of the day. There is an unrest. There is an uneasiness associated with that. And there is sort of a personal position that those particular members who sit in various seats take. Can I say this? Is it okay to talk like this? Is it okay? I got a text this morning from a member, a significant member, and they wanted to know what I was talking about. And I said, I'll send the show to you. You can listen for yourself. Obviously, this information was conveyed to these particular persons, and they haven't absorbed and understood what this is. because constructive criticism is never to be able to denigrate and pull you down, but it's to make you aware of some of the inflection and the points that you should have shifted to move towards your objective, the goal of what you were called to this position for, as opposed to empowering yourself and the idea of perpetuating your ego. Someone talk to me, right? So I think we ingest constructive criticism a little bit hard. I think it's bitter. And those persons assume that the bitter, the way that it goes in, is the way that your system will treat it. You reject it. You reject this sort of an idea. And I just need to know why you're in public life. Why? Why? Why, if no one could say nothing to you, why are you here? Why? Why do you believe, if you know everything, why you're not the prime minister? Why? If you know everything, why aren't we fixing the issues that we have in this country? If you know everything, why can't you make significant inroads to where there needs to be productivity in these particular spaces? And if you don't, you could at least possess the humility to listen. You could take your time and reject that as time goes, as you step on to something else and realize you could listen to that. That's the first thing you do in customer service. This is why I was successful in what I did. And tell the people to fire me. But that's a different story. It's, you know, that's a zebra of different stripes. I'm not going to fight that. The first thing you do in customer service, I can give you many stories. The first thing you do in customer service is listen. Even if you acting like you listening, you got to listen. You got to show the attention of these things, acknowledge, and then provide a solution. Some solutions can't be permanent solutions. They're temporary until you can get the permanent solutions. But the very first thing you do is listen. It's the issue that we have in customer service. It's the issue that we have in relationships. It's the issue that we have as it relates as a community, the way that we communicate with each other. It's the issue that we have. You don't want to listen. You know the answer to the question or the issue or the concern before you. You know. You don't want to listen. Now you fighting me when I say something because you preconceived in your mind what I'm about to say. Bananas. Why are you in this posture? Why are you in this position? Why are you in this pose? Your introverted position, your course that you've taken to believe that it's all about you, and you've fallen within yourself, you don't need to be elevated to public life. I just want to be decent as I say this. I care not to call anyone's name, but I do wish to be able to be very clear. We are our brother's keeper. We have the responsibility for understanding our jobs before us and to execute that with professionalism, with class, and do the absolute best that we can with patience and understand that we're dealing with different personalities, different mindsets, but there's one objective. That everyone ain't gonna be on your side. That everyone don't have an obligation to say something nice about you. That the people who have to vote for you ain't saying nothing nice about you. And through observation, as other person just observe it, if we are providing a constructive criticism of how we can be able to genuflect to get to the position, then at least consider. You fighting me. Now, I'm the bad guy. And this is what I said. I told you, I said this to someone. I said, issues are never the issue. Everyone, management, leadership, everyone can see that there's a problem in the organization. Everyone can see that this is a problem in the organization. You know when it becomes a problem? Not that it was always a problem, and people keep kind of resting a nice rug over it, one of these Persian rugs. They keep resting the rug over it, sweeping all the garbage and junk under this rug. And as we see it mounting, you, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, energetic, being able to speak about these things with constructive criticisms about what needs to happen, and you showing up with your two brooms and your dustpan, and you say, well, why don't we just sweep under the rug? And everyone looks at you. Now the problem ain't what exists under the rug no more. It's you. Because now you want to identify this elephant that we was playing like it didn't exist. That's crazy. That's what's happening in this country. That you would deliberately avert your eyes from the elephant, this particular elephant that sits in this room. This elephant is a neon green elephant that glows. And you avert your eyes. You play stupid like you can't see this. But the problem ain't never this glowing elephant, you know. The problem is when someone walk in the room naive with a desire to get to a progressive position of productivity, growth, and development in this sector, in this organization. When you say, well, my God, nobody can do nothing but the glowing elephant. Bam, you get fired. You're the problem. People are looking for a target. They're looking for low-bearing fruit. They're looking for this particular thing. They want to take you out because they don't have the tenacity to do what is right. They don't have the kahunas to do what is right. So they do what is right now. What is easily accessible. The low-hanging fruit, they cut that off. And then make excuses of why the elephant doesn't necessarily glow like that. What it is that the pupils in our eye, as it dilate from the light and the dark coming in, we assume that this is a glow, but it's not really a glow, and it's really not an elephant. But we could see this. We could touch the thing. And you want us all to play fool with you. That's the world that we live in today. That's the time that we live in today. That we've gone from two genders to multiple genders in the space of a generation. In the 80s, I knew nothing about this. In the 90s, I knew absolutely nothing about this. In the 2000s, now we in the 2020s, this has become the new norm. This is what's happening in society. All of us have to play stupid and play fool like we can't see something just so we could be able to justify the lackadaisical posture, your sin, your concept and idea of degradation, your desire to be able to affiliate yourself with someone who ain't into the growth and development of our community. It's an exhausting thing. And this is what I talk about. This is the exhaustion that I speak of. You all have to start calling out people with honesty and standing 10 toes down with your back erect, strong, and being able to say what you say. You say what you mean, and you mean what you say. You got to be it. You got to take on this kind of a posture. If you want to see change in this country, but, you know, there's so many persons who've already kind of given that up. They threw their hands in the air. They threw their hands in the air and said, we need that going on. We can leave that going on. Howard, just leave that alone. Well, my God, we should just lay on our couches, all of us. Lay on our couches. Let's just lay down. Take off your shoes, take off your socks, and just lay down. I don't know how we can survive like this as a community, as a people. When the influx of migrants start to run to the Bahamas and looking for a place to stay because of issues that's happening from around the world, and they believe that peace exists here, and they come in. I'm not talking about the Haitians. I'm talking about these Venezuelans who's coming from tribulations that's happening in Venezuela. The South Americans, these people who are coming as a result of issues and tribulation that exist in this particular space, from Honduras. I'm talking about the issues that seem to be bubbling in America. I'm talking about issues globally. And they're looking at the country. All this landmass, these little bit of people, uninhabited, just like the Samoan, the black Seminoles. the Black Seminole Indians that came down after the Civil War in America looking for some peace and refuge, and they landed in Red Bay, North Andres. You all have to stop playing. Life is a cycle. And if you're not ready to fight for what you believe in, you might as well just give up. We got to be able to revive that fighting spirit in us and understand that we are on the brink of reform nationally. And I'm not talking politically. We are on the brink of reform. If we don't get our stuff together, we will be left behind and wiped out again. Let me take this quick commercial break, guys. You can join me in conversation up until 1 o'clock. Let me give you the numbers. 323-622-325-4316. 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands. 242-300-5720. Or you can hit me up 422-4796. Let me take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
The Foundation.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, the foundation live and in full effect. Grateful to be in your company. UK investigators arrive next week. Fernandez says that they will oversee aspects of investigation. If you read up the story, read all the information, you can be able to identify. I think that there's going to be three persons coming down, I think on the 16th of August. And I don't know when they're going to be leaving. The story I read indicated that they have arrival and departure date at the same time. That's peculiar, that you already set a departure date. How you can set a departure date? How you know how much business you got to do? You know what you got to get done. I'm not going to fight you. Government asks IRCA to intervene. IRCA says it's got no application from Grand Bahama Power Company for rate increased on Grand Bahama. Man murdered on Grand Bahama. Police probe into corruption claims woefully insignificant. This is what Minis says. And Davos says that Grand Bahama Power Company needs to back off the rate increase. I don't know. I mean, I don't. Listen. It's almost feel like, you know that wife who always wants you to say something because your posture and position as a man, we've watched these kind of a movie, right? And they nudge you and they say something. And you say, yeah. And then that's it. You're wrong for that. And then that's it. And then the say something is literally saying something, but say something was an implication of doing something, was an implication of being able to stand and execute something with strength and vigor, something that's real, not merely just saying something. This is sort of the interpretation what I get. Say something. He says that Grand Bahama Power Company needs to back off the rate increase. This is peculiar. You didn't let these people then get away with 3.4% increase. You ain't say nothing then. You ain't think they can try and juke something else on you? Talk to me. Let's just be very clear. You ain't think this? These people in this business are not to like you. They ain't looking for no friends. They're looking for money. And they've lost significant finances in the Grand Bahama Port Authority, in the Grand Bahama Power Company, simply because of the exodus out of Grand Bahama. The lack of occupation in Grand Bahama. You don't think the businesses and the entities that exist in Grand Bahama ain't gonna try to figure out a way to keep their business afloat? This is what business is about. Your casual approach of being able to just say something is not sufficient. The idea to house people is insufficient if you're not looking for occupation. My God, you can build a house, telling people, we're going to give you a house. Yay! And then they get in the house, and they can't keep the light on again. This is what the ghetto 2.0 is. Y'all ain't putting nothing there for the people to occupy themselves. These casual conversations about another lie, another water slide, another this, another that, another entity that you're looking from an external standpoint to be able to bring in, to carve something out for themselves and be able to leave Grand Bahamians high and dry again. Oh, well, I suppose that this is the nature of what the government has done to Grand Bahama. Historically, from 1955. You have carved and sliced up Grand Bahama and continue to be able to render it, genuflect and render it under men externally. The ideas and dreams of the men and women that born there are insignificant. This is an exhausting thing. This is an absolutely exhausting thing. And I'll be very clear with you. As we do this, let me take a telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Or you can hit me up, 422-4796. That's a call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Caller, you on with us live? Hello? You can try to call again. I don't know if you could hear me, but I can hear you and all your static in the background. 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Howard, coming from the UK, you lose a day of traveling, a day to adjust to the difference in time. Sounds like a fun party trip. You get Kong salad with Kalik and you go back to the airport. Is this the, what, which island are you going to more? Are you talking about Grand Bahama? It's a Texas coming through. So it says, great show as usual, Howard. You are incorrect. The first thing you do is smile when it comes to customer service. And then the second thing that you do is listen. I suppose that the smiling is essential. Telephone caller on the line. Go ahead. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Hello? I don't know if that's your phone or my phone. Right? Did we have any problems with the telephones? No? No, all the lines are working. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Your telephone ain't working. Hello? Okay, we ain't gonna answer that no more. I don't know what you're doing. We can be able to do this, but I just want to be able to talk. I don't think that the government is taking on a significant position to be able to talk the way that they need to talk. With the time that's left between now and the next general election, I don't think that this administration has done what it needs to done to get done. Sorry. I don't think that this administration has done what needs to be done to ensure that as though some of you are sacrificial lambs. That you have done what you were supposed to do in terms of representation. You have been given an opportunity. You are afforded an opportunity to be able to be on a ticket for the PLP. You won based upon the rhythm, FNM, PLP, FNM, PLP. We just came out of a cycle of an FNM. You won on the wave and the crest. of being able to get in there with the PLP. You have done nothing, many of you. I think as we get closer to election, I think I'm going to be able to start calling your names. I just want to be as decent as possible. I just want to do that. Right? It ain't really about you. It's just about your representation, how it's poor, how you didn't do anything, how you believe that a traditional approach and the progressing of Bahamas that needs significant reform, and you believe that you could do what the fellas did in the 60s, that's sufficient. And your representation was absolutely poor. I can start calling your names. Now, if your mommy them is listening to my show, I hope they ain't be upset with me. But you know your children ain't do what they're supposed to do. My God. You listen to me every day. How would I love your show, baby? My son is such and such. My daughter is... Oh, okay, very nice. I hear you talking about them. You ain't lie. That's what you're going to have to say to me. You ain't lie, Howard. I told him don't get into that. I just want to be decent today. I try my hardest to be decent today. On this modified Thursday, the lines are open. I see some telephone calls. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, a pleasure. Good afternoon. How you doing, Howard?
Hey, Anton, I haven't heard from you in a week. You've been on vacation. Hey, what's happening?
I know you can try to hit me with that rhythm.
You've been on vacation, Anton. You've been out chilling. What's going on with you?
Chilling? Boy, like, yeah. You got to be rich to chill in this country.
My God.
Like, yeah, you know, this is a conversation. Well, good afternoon to the nation and for all of those I haven't heard in about a week and who haven't heard me. My blessings. God's continued guidance and covering to us all as we continue to struggle in this environment. Boy, I consistently bring up to you and with you and seek to host in the little pockets of time that I'm afforded, which I'm grateful for on your show in particular and others that engage in this level and quality of conversation, which is what is necessary as we seek to make things better for behemoths in our own country. It's a lot of work to do, Howard. There is no ifs, ands, and buts about it, as my late father used to say, God rest his soul, Ezra Thompson. There's a lot of work to do, Howard. We have fallen down in many areas. We have some bright spots within the organization. There's no question about that, Howard. We have bright spots within the organization that, within their own merit and power, is seeking to do some things that is within their control to do, right? Mm-hmm. But that overall alignment is not there at this time. It is not there at this time. I don't know what happened over the last week, Howard, but I doubt over the last week that alignment would have appeared. Mm-hmm. The alignment was certainly there on the election trail, right, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
But something has changed and the quality of conversations and plans that was taking place pre-election 2021, mm-hmm. September 16th. Right, Howard? And look, let's just examine the overall impact and examine what impact have we had as a government on the middle class. What positive impact have we had? And these are just the metrics that we need to examine. What positive impact we have had on the middle class in this country to encourage, stimulate, and promote growth and expansion. We need to do this.
Now, Anton, for everybody listening out there, when you say we, do you mean the government of the day or the administration of the day?
We are the PLP administration.
Okay, talk to me.
The PLP government.
Okay.
We as the PLP government.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Because the former administration, they were not on the level of what I'm talking about in any way, shape, or form, Howard. Minnis took the playbook, no question. A lot of what he promoted is what I promoted in the PLP under the Christie administration. But Minnis never followed through in any meaningful way. He had all the opportunity to follow through.
I feel like I agree with you.
And if he did?
The opportunity to transform this country.
If Minnis did, he would still be prime minister today.
Yeah.
Because what I'm talking about, Howard, is what the Bahamian people have been waiting for decades in this country.
I agree with you.
And have been longing after for decades in this country. And they've only been getting, because I'm also a part of this cycle, Howard. We've only been getting bits and pieces and sprouts, right? But we've not been getting the collective approach.
And it sprouts don't bear fruit.
Precisely, you know, and it certainly don't bear enough fruit to feed the nation right now. But look, what positive impact can we speak to as a policy creation of ours, as a legislative creation of ours, that have created this new generation of wealth for Bohemians, this new class of Bohemians? How many millionaires, I continue to repeat, have we created since we've come to office? And don't get me wrong, millions are being made.
I think less than 10.
Hey, Howard, millions are being made.
Yeah.
Millions, tens of millions are being made.
How many fix that. New? I think about five.
New?
I think about five.
New?
5 millionaires.
Oh, what? I can catch one in that. Is that your music playing in the background?
No, that ain't my music.
Not yet. Oh, okay. Right. Look right here. Howard, we could talk about people who are already wealthy and just expanding their wealth, right? And that's one thing. But let's talk about how many new their country. How many new 100,000-aires? How many new 10,000-aires have been created in this country, Howard? Those are where the real conversations are. How much new land owners have been created in the Commonwealth. We've been doing good we've been scratching the surface in a positive direction as it relates to housing. No question about that, right? I know the spirit of the former Minister of Housing, the Honorable Jobert Colby Davis, and I know the spirit of the current Minister of Housing, the Honorable Keith Bell, right? And they both have the Bohemian people on their minds, right? But Howard, listen here. In order to accomplish what Christie administration accomplished in housing under Sheehan Gibson, it's going to take a mammoth effort.
You missed my conversation yesterday. You missed my conversation yesterday.
No, but like, this was the first day in a week that I've
No. Yesterday, I started to talk about the only persons, okay, so we spoke about, and then I want to talk to you about this, right?
Yes, please, but Howard.
We spoke about Ginger Moxie's concept and her position. Now, because we talk in Grand Bahama, I talked about our sort of expectation of what we should see from how they seek to kind of revive the ghetto, right?
Right.
It's literally the ghetto. It's literally the ghetto, okay? This is what we call the ghetto in Grand Bahama, right? Now, they say they're going to be able to develop some stuff in Grand Bahama. They can be able to put this in there. But I'm confused, because if you put people in the house and they ain't got no place to work, what's going to happen again?
Hold on. Howard, that's my concept, but I'd be bringing
it. I don't understand this. I don't understand this.
Like the children, they say, how you can take my ideas from me? Howard, let me interject this right there on that same point where you are, because that was a part of the reason why I decided to call in right now, Howard, listening to you. In your opening salvo. Look, you can create an environment, for instance, like what Minnis attempted to do, which was positive, I must say, right? Where he had the over-the-hill exemptions, right?
Mm-hmm.
However, Howard, you have to do much more than that in order to position the people to be able to take advantage of your policy creation or your legislative framework. You have to reach much further. You have to be able to reach downward to your policies in a realistic way, my brother, to pull your people up to some level of where their head is above the surface, so that they can be in a realistic financial economic position.
That's my music right there, Anton. Oh, the producers cut you. All right, so Anton, you're going to be able to catch me on the other side. Let me take this quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, and be right back after this.
Foundation. Foundation.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Attention pizza lovers, Marco's Prince Charles has the deal of the summer for you. Head in and order a mouth-watering large one-topping pizza for just $10. You heard right, just $10. Call in or order online and pick up in restaurant today.
This amazing carryout offer is available for a limited time
and only at Marco's. Markle's Prince Charles. This is a deal you don't want to miss because everything's better with Markle's.
Now let me see now. 326 EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Beulah from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. On Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship all...
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company. The lines are open. You can give me a call real quick. Before we do that, you know, at 1 o'clock, we can be able to have Ian come in and talk to us about what's going on at Direct Marketers. Let me see if I can read a couple of these texts. So it says, good afternoon, Howard. Good afternoon, Howard. You said that Grand Bahama is ran by foreigners and Grand Bahamians don't have a say. But that's how it is in the whole country. I have never met my MP and don't even remember his name. I believe that he is a Bahamian.
What?
You believe that he is a Bahamian? Okay, I'm going to finish with your text, right? I believe that he is a Bahamian since he is an MP. I'm sure he says in Parliament that he is speaking for me. So, do I really have a say in my country? First and foremost, text me and tell me your constituency. Text me right now and tell me which constituency you live in. So let me find out if he's a Bahamian. Let's just be decent, right? Let's be decent, right? Somebody texts me and says, Howard, call their names. LOL. Good day. This is the text. Howard, call their names. Says, there's a time for decency and a time to speak truth to power. I think that we could always retain decency. Yeah, these people are sensitive, man. I just want to be honest with you. They're sensitive. They are sensitive. And you don't want to be able to, because you're looking for no contentious position. You only want to talk about whether or not it's growing and whether or not you were on the right course and right path. That's it. That's all I want to do. That's it. And I always, no matter the headline, I always look at the headline, isolate that particular headline, dissect it according to what I see, and pull it back to this conversation as to whether or not we're moving in a course for growth and development and on par with what the overarching objective for growth and development is in the country. That's it. It's never about you. It's never about you. I sure, if I ever get an opportunity to sit in these places, y'all can talk bad but me, same way. But I'm hoping that you have more good to say than bad because I am going to fight. I'm going to fight. I ain't big for nothing. Just like you would know what lobster red for, you can see why the fella big like this. You can know. Because you can't push me around. I can deal with what I got to deal with. That's just me. That's just me. You understand? And as I identify and make a determination as to whether or not we're moving on the true course, you get your feelings. You get a little soft. You know? I can't believe he said that about me. You need to calm down. You think the experiences that you've endured over the years were meant to prepare you for this. It only says to me that if you hadn't gone through those various experiences, that you're ill-fit and ill-prepared to be in this position. If you don't know that Bahamian people gonna be indifferent with you, they will smile in your face, my God, and chop your leg off. They have done it to every one of your opponents in your constituency. Every one of your opponents got the exact same treatment. You just happen to be the quote-unquote blessed one. Because I don't believe in this luck thing. My uncle tell me luck is a pagan god. So you were blessed enough to elevate. Because God set up the government. And you're functioning where you're supposed to execute according to a superior purpose. But you're going out there thinking about you. Now, when I talk about you, you're mad. You're mad. Somebody text me. Tell me what the people name. What constituency you from. We can be able to talk about that right now. Yes, this person is definitely a Bahamian, okay? There's Bahamian. There's Bahamian, okay? I should be very clear. Let me take a telephone call. They text me back. They tell me the constituency. Howard, say the constituency then. Jesus, you're so indecent. Calm down. Let me take a telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, good day, Howard.
Hey, my brother. What's happening?
Did you say they're sensitive?
Yeah, they're sensitive.
Oh.
They're sensitive bad.
Huh?
Bad.
Because I think I want commercial, you all just play with, yeah, us Shane Gibson voice with the, here's a blood body.
I think that's on the White Show, hey?
Okay.
I think that's the introduction for his show. I'm not sure, but I don't know if it's Shane Gibson's voice.
It's a blood sport. So if they just jump in the pot, then they get what they deserve. Because like the song say, we actually run, you know, you run because you won't run. Right? Mm. And yesterday, I missed it because last night I wake up and I think I hear you say, you're looking for an independent seat now.
No, no, no. I ain't looking for an independent seat. I said if I was to run, I don't want to associate myself with people who don't have the true intentions for growth and development aligned for the community. That's what I said. I don't want to attach myself to an organization who have an agenda that's not pronounced.
Well, anyway, I roll over. That was when I wake up around 2:45.
And you say, how are you doing? 2,300 votes right there. Yeah, that's a 2,300 votes right there. Did you say that?
The 24.
Oh, it's 24. I take 100 from you. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No. Don't take it from me. You let them wait and think. But be as it may.
I consider it. I am considering it. I don't. Because I got $400 and a heart full of passion.
Hey, don't let Antonioism swing you now.
What you mean? Okay. In which way?
In flopping that side now.
You need to stop. You need to stop. I just tell you, I want to starch myself then, and you can. I can talk to me on the next side. I can see you all later, right? Guys, it's 1 o'clock. I got to get to news. I want to thank you so very kindly. When we get back, we can talk with Ian, and we're going to pick up this conversation tomorrow right here on the Foundation. Quick commercial break. Going to be back right after this.
The Foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Nah, so ain't real, boy. Nah, so ain't no real place. I say, not real, boy. Nah, so ain't no real place.
Born in Camp Road, man, I stood up the block. Great on TikTok, every word that I talk. In the Beamer, screaming, I'm waking them up. Total shock, I can rock any place that you got. Cowbells and goats, kids are bagging them all. Whistleblower, my flow the most vicious of all. Heels clicking, I'm tripping like the Wizard of Oz. Ain't no place like this place, tell you come down, saw.
Nah, saw ain't real, boy. Nah, saw ain't no real place. I say, nah, saw ain't real, boy. Nassau ain't no real place.
In Nassau, you can get naughty for 40. Shorty will shake that body, just show her the money. Milk and honey, none of my chicks is ugly. This place is my home, this place is so lovely.
Top of the cabins, how do we down?
This place is my home, this place is so lovely.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. You know when you hear that song, you know who's here sitting down here with me. I don't know why he is seduced my producers to play this song. You need to stop. Ian's in the house with me, man. He's talking to us about what's going on around town, all the way from the direct market, is being able to talk about that. My brother, what's happening with you?
Everything cool. What you saying?
Hard go. I was
going to say that, but then I was on a whole different thing. What's going on, man, Howard?
I live in giving God praise.
Good, good, good. I'm so happy to be here with you today. I guess I'd get this part out the way. Good afternoon, Bahamas. My name is Ian Thomas, and I am from Direct Marketers. Direct Marketers, of course, is a marketing company, and we specialize in radio, TV, print, social media, and e-blast. So if you have a business or a business idea and you want to know how viable it is, please feel free to give me a call at 552-0212, 552-0212, 552-0212, dial 552-0212. Man, hey, listen, Howard, we're getting better and better as time progresses.
Should we be nominated for like a Grammy or something?
Something. Hey, Howard, man, great news. Your favorite family from Milwaukee is back in town. And those are the B-A-B-B-E-T-S, the Babbitts. The Babbitts, they were here a couple of months ago. Now they're back in town. So, and they're from Milwaukee. Yep, the Babbitts are from Milwaukee.
Did they migrate from E Street? You told me that there were Babbitts on E Street.
Yes, the last time they were here, I took them to see some of their family members who were staying down there on E Street. So they all get together. So a lot of them came down. They had a flight come in last week. So it's a huge number of them. So there's a lot of Babbitts in town.
Really?
Right about now. Definitely. So no matter where you go, you know, you can find Babbitts all over the place. I was at Fish Fry, hanging out
with
the Babbitts.
This is strong stuff, sir.
And one thing about them,
you want to be peculiar?
What's that?
If people are here listening to you with the last name Babbitt, that would be hilarious.
Well, my friends from Milwaukee, I hope they're listening. Hey, you guys doing that? How you doing? That's Bob and Tina Babbitt.
Robert Babbitt.
Yo, come on, man.
Bob Babbitt.
Yeah, but I took them to Fish Fry, and these people wanted to stay. I just had to go, you know, you when you deal with them, but these Babbitts never know when to leave. These Babbitts, they don't never know when to leave. But we had a really good time, and I couldn't stay there too long. I spent so much money. It's about $80. If you hang around them Babbitts. Yeah, if you hang around them Babbitts, then Babbitts will have you break. No, mind them Babbitts will have you break, but are you serious? So I'd like to send a shout-out to them. I'm so glad you came in town. Milwaukee's in the house. Tina Babbitt, you guys having a great time. And their grandmother came down.
Babbitt.
Yes, their grandmother came down. That's Clara Jane. She's celebrating her 96th birthday. She's an old Babbitt.
Clara Jane?
Yeah, Clara Jane. Yeah. So, listen.
But they call her Miss Clara?
I guess so. That's what you want to call her. But we're having a great time, man, Howard. So happy to be here. I got to jump in this because my time is short. It seems like so many companies I'm talking about today is all geared towards back to school. And the first company I want to talk about is Carey's Fabric and Uniform Store. 7 Mackey Street. The telephone number is 393-0758. Howard, are you writing it down? 393-0758. That's Carey's Fabric and Uniform Center. You can check them out online at www.careysfabricstore.com.
Somebody just text me.
What are they saying?
Big up to all the Babbitts.
Oh, man.
I'm hoping that you don't want to big up all the Babbitts.
No, don't big up all the Babbitts because it's a lot of them in town. You know what I mean?
Just to let you know that.
Yeah, so that's a wonderful thing. So Carey's Fabrics. They called me earlier this morning to remind me to let everybody know those who are ready and prepared and to start saving money on uniforms, you can act right now. Come on over to Carey's Fabrics and take advantage of unbelievable discounts on uniforms for every single government or private school on the island. Don't forget, Carey's has, they've been getting children ready for back to school in a major way for over 50 years. Can you imagine that? They've been in business over 50 years. Heard you on Howard. Okay, then. Thanks for hearing me on Howard. Well, I don't mean no diddy.
You don't want to get into the...
So let's just get straight into this. So, like I said, unbelievable discounts on uniforms for every school, government or private school. And like I said, they've been getting kids ready for back to school for 50 years. That's a long time.
That's from independence.
Yeah, I'm telling you. So you can go then. You can find ready-made uniforms along with a huge selection of uniform fabric. That's right there at Carey's Fabric. And parents and kids just love the fact that everything can be custom-made to your child's unique body type. Customers boast how they love their selection of plain shirts in the regular and cotton and the Peter Pan collar blouses in every size. And I'm talking about they've got boys short and long pants with the school crest or monogram, however you want it. You can get embroidered, the monogram embroidered on them also. Like I said, blouses and jumpers and skirts in all sizes. Not to mention you can also pick up underwear, socks, neckties, belts, strong, durable school bags, and lunch boxes. Now, what they wanted to let individuals also know is that you can find all the hair accessories and a wide array of other essential school supplies over there at Carey's Fabric. Now, something that I didn't get a chance to say last time, I don't even know if I said it last time or not. I want to make sure let you guys know. You can buy the uniform or you can have it custom made.
You just said that.
No, I told them last time. And I just want to remind these people. I just want to remind them. I want to remind them. That's a big thing. You can buy uniform off the rack, or you can get something custom made for different body shapes and body types. That's so important. That's why I want to let
you know. You said that last time also.
I did say it? Oh, thank you so much.
I was right here.
So you was listening.
I don't know whether or not you had one or too many drinks with the Babbitts.
You get some good air in my...
It's like you make it sound like it's a dose.
I'm serious.
Yeah, take this good hair and drink
it. You got some good hair in
it. Drink this good hair and it's good for you.
So there's no need to drive around town and worry about all that stuff. You know, who has the best prices and everything on these back to school.
This is important.
Uniforms. You got to go to Carrie's, man. Talk to
mothers
me.
Should do this with decency also, especially if you could be able to get your daughter's dress made. Yeah, because in schools now, we ain't supposed to be able to see the woman knee, the young lady's knee.
Oh, okay.
You know that, right?
I heard about that.
Yeah, because, so you're supposed to be able to have the skirt.
The skirt low. Hey, where are you going with those ankles? Yeah.
The kneecaps.
The kneecaps, yeah. So listen to me now, Howard. They just had a new shipment of their Nike, Adidas, Puma, and JanSport bags. They just arrived. So go and check them out.
At Carrie's?
At Carrie's, yeah.
Nike, Adidas, and Puma?
And JanSport. Those bags.
And JanSport.
They just arrived, yep.
JanSport is always sort of a classic go-to.
Yeah, yeah. I see my nieces and nephews, they
carry them.
Yeah,
it's a classic go-to.
Okay, then.
It's affordable. Mm-hmm. It's tough. Mm-hmm. It's good. Mm-hmm. I had a couple JanSports when I was in school.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then you can attest to the quality of them.
Yeah, because, you know, when I was in high school, there was this kind of a style. It was a leather book bag, the very small one.
Right.
And you put that on. I couldn't get it on, so I had to go with the JanSport.
JanSport, yeah. Like it's really, really
my
nice.
My back was rather expansive.
Anyway, I ain't getting it on there. I would like to talk crazy.
That's what you like, yeah. Say. That's what I'm saying.
Now, yesterday when I was there.
Big bag, I couldn't fit nobody.
big bag. Listen, so yesterday they were unloading all the popular character bags for the younger kids. The young kids like the different characters. Yeah, your Paw Patrol and all those different things. So that's a good thing. And now think about this, Howard. You can get 20% off on your school uniform fabric and 10% off already made uniform. Right now, the sale ends on Saturday. So once again, you let them know that you heard about the sale with me and Howard right here today. You can get 20% off on school uniform fabric and 10% off on ready-made uniforms, but the sale ends on Saturday. The only thing you need after you leave Carrie's is your school shoes. They sell everything but shoes. So you go check them out. The phone number is 393-0758, 393-0758.
And make sure your mommy don't forget your school shoes.
No, definitely.
Because after she come from Carrie's, she can say, all right, you're good.
No. You say, mommy, what I can do?
Well, where are the shoes from last year? What's wrong with them?
Can't even go to Dragon's.
My heel.
No.
It's coming out the shoe, mommy.
Yeah, man. So I'm gonna, okay, now, Howard, what the number is for Carrie's again? Someone just
WhatsApp. 393-0758.
Yeah, but you don't know the WhatsApp number. That's 817.
You didn't give us the WhatsApp number.
I know. I mean to say that so I can tell you.
Okay, go ahead.
I won't tell you, but thanks. 817-0758. 817-0758. It's the same four last numbers. Just the first one is 393. And the second one is 817, but they both end with 0758. Wow. I just learned
more. Don't say 0758 too long.
Yeah, 0758. Oh,
fellas can start.
And they guarantee, one thing Carrie's do, they guarantee that they'll send your child back to school looking their best.
Yeah, I like this.
So you can find them on
Mackey Street. They got the little hair stuff too.
Yes, like I said, hair accessories. You can find them on Mackey Street. Right before Chesapeake, on the eastern side of the road, in a two-story coral building just opposite.
Pink building.
Pink or coral, whatever.
Coral building.
Coral.
Any man coral know the coral. Pink. We know it. Look pink to
it
me.
It's coral, and it's pink, and if it's pinkish, coral.
Okay,
corally,
that.
Corally pink. Pinkishy, corally.
Yeah, my God. No. I'm in the,
but you know what,
I'm in the
opposite
coral building upstairs.
Yes, it's opposite.
Downstairs.
It's opposite Bida's Go-Go Ribs.
Now, that's you know where that is.
Yeah, people know where that is. So remember, if you're looking for ready-to-made uniforms or a huge selection of uniform fabric, you don't want to go anyplace else. Think when you visit the store, make sure to tell Kim that you guys heard it right here today with me and Howard. And Howard and I did an incredible job. Howard, you did a real good job talking about Carrie's.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.
Kim will tell me thank you. Kim, text me and say thanks.
Yeah, man. That's how that go, man.
She's
okay,
a decent woman.
Now, you was talking about shoes. You said we can't get shoes at Carrie's, but you know where you can get shoes from? The Athlete's Foot. And the Athlete's Foot is located where, Howard? Two locations.
Southwest Plaza.
Go Good.
Marathon Mall.
Good. He's got it. The Athlete's Foot. They are located.
I kept forgetting Southwest Plaza.
Yeah, Southwest Plaza. That's where it is. So if you guys want to save money on your kids' sneakers when going back to school this year, you want to visit the Athlete's Foot, like Howard and I just said, at the mall at Marathon and at Southwest
Plaza.
They
got a great selection.
Great selection, man.
No, seriously.
Yeah, man, I know. Well, let me tell you about some of their selection. Let me just skip
every time I go there, I have to buy five shoes.
Oh, yeah. Let's say five shoes. Okay,
no, no. One for me, and then one all my children want to pair.
I just buy one shoe and just try sharing.
My wife don't. She ain't heavy on the tennis.
But y'all better wait to grow up to wear these shoes because I ain't buying no more shoes. Now, listen. I was there 2 weeks ago. Well, now 3 weeks ago. And they have, like, almost every Jordan shoe available. They got the Retro 1, 6, and 7. The all-black Reeboks. That's so many people have been calling about. They are now all in stock. Not to mention they have the black Nike Air Force Ones for men and women. They're now in stock. Plus kids, when I was there, man, these kids and their parents were going crazy because they were picking up the all-black Pumas.
The parents are going crazy too?
The parents are going crazy. Cause
and the kids?
The kids are going crazy because they want everything. Parents are going crazy like, this is good price. I don't have to drive around town. I can get Susan and give a kid another name. Sean. Okay,
Sean.
Susan and Sean and LaQuisha.
LaQuisha
them. Girl, LaQuisha them. Oh, girl, you need to stop. LaQuisha, so you got like all these different, you can get all these different stuff. And message me. But you can get all these good stuff right down there. Now, I heard that the kids can wear the black Pumas and the schools would allow them to wear them as back-to-school shoes and not consider them sneakers. So that's a great thing to
Some
know.
Some principal text me and tell me if that's so.
They told you that?
No, text me now.
Oh, okay.
If you're a principal, text me.
Right.
422-4796.
You can also get the Panda Dunks if you want comfortability. That's very, very important.
Because that's the first thing I would do. I'm looking for a dual-purpose tennis.
Nah, now you're talking.
Yeah.
That's what I like,
as a black father.
Yes, yes, yes.
As a cheap black father with a bunch of children.
Man,
you're looking for a dual-purpose. Can you wear this to church?
Yes.
Can you wear it to school?
Can you wear this to swim
Can you wear it to pee?
Okay. So
my God, that's a good shoe.
That's a good shoe, all-around shoe. So you can get the Panda Dunks, like I said. You can also get Crocs in four of the classic colors. They got everything in stock.
Crocs ain't for school, though.
No, Crocs ain't for school. Crocs are when you're just chilling out. Plus,
decent children will try to wear it, though. Mommy, they said we can wear Crocs.
Lies! Hey, listen here, man. They got the popular brand Ithika for those who like to work out, for the men and women. They love that brand there. So no matter if you are a man, woman, or child, the whole family is covered when they go to the Athlete's Foot. And when you visit the Athlete's Foot in the mall at Marathon or Southwest Plaza, after you're done with that, getting all your sneakers and the backpacks. I forgot to talk about the backpacks. I just learned this on TikTok the other day. The spray ground backpacks. That's the biggest thing. I didn't know what it was all about. They have these wonderful designs like artwork on the backpacks, and that's what all the kids want.
Is that BAPE? What's the
No, it's almost like that. It reminds me of Drake's album cover. I think it's called the spray ground backpacks, and all the kids love it. Ask your kids. Oh, look at it on your phone while I'm talking here. And I was there. They got those. Those are flying off the shelf. So people are still calling me. I'm on air. I don't know why they do that. So if you want stylish, affordable, and long lasting footwear, thank goodness you can now go to the Athlete's Foot. Now, if you're in the mall at Marathon, scoot on right by next door. And you can check out Dollar Plus. They're located in the mall at Marathon, like I'm saying. And you can get all your home essentials from there. They got so many snacks and books and pens and pencils, along with incredible variety of items that your kids can use when going back to school to help them get ready for the semester. Don't forget, nobody has more competitive prices on beauty supplies than Dollar Plus. And their prices are comparable to the United States. So you got the Athlete's Foot, mall at Marathon.
Now, I want to know this, though. Why don't you ever talk about the gear that they have in Athlete's Foot?
Well, right now, I just want to focus, since time is limited, I just want to focus
on the
school stuff.
Yeah, because mothers want to go, they want to go jogging also, and you get the kids to school. You then drop the children off. Now you got a lot of space and time, because you don't got to be to work till 4 o'clock,
yes.
Or maybe you're married and your husband says stay home.
Okay.
Yeah, let them get the little workout outfit.
Yeah, you get your workout outfit.
Get your little shoes.
Right.
and then you know, walk up and down and sharpen that and like pretend like you was working out all day.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, after you're finished getting your kids or whatever little ones ready for back to school, you can, like Howard says, go into Athlete's Foot yourself.
And dress say, up. No, it's, girls dress up with
this
now.
It's my turn.
There's dress up.
Yeah, man.
With the tights.
In their athletic wear.
Well, all over the place, walking out like you've been to the gym today. Lies and deceit. You've been nowhere, but you look nice.
You look good.
Yeah, you look
good, you know.
You look athletic. Do you think?
Hey, listen here, man. So we talked about that. Atlantic College. I haven't spoken about them for a long time.
Yeah,
Atlantic College, man. Hey, they want to encourage everyone. They're accepting applications for this upcoming semester where you can choose to learn in class. That's a face-to-face with your instructors. Or you can take advantage of their virtual learning platform. That's all accredited by the NAECOB. Now, you don't know what that stands for.
NAECOB. COB.
I had to go and Google
National
that.
Association for Eligible National College
Accreditability.
I don't know. I just was trying to
Equivalency Council of the Bahamas. I Googled that this morning. I was like, what is the NAECOB? So they are accredited. This is Atlantic College by the NAECOB.
So you ain't getting to school for 3 years, 2 years, four years.
And just someone just pat you on the back and say, hey,
well, you
good
did
job.
Well, boy. Thank you for that money.
Thanks for showing up. No, man, you get something in your hand.
Are these transferable? Can if I decide to go to another school, can they transfer the credits?
Well, what I've learned from dealing with an accredited school that those are transferable, but that's a good question. You know, individuals, you want to write that down? Let me get the phone number
Because it starts.
Since you just asked that question, let me get the phone number, Howard. You can write the phone number down. This is for Atlantic College. The number is 356-5517. 356-5517. So go there and check them out. Students,
so they'll be able to tell you what they're focused on, or the business, or whatever we're doing.
Well, students looking to obtain an associate's or bachelor's degree in business administration, human resources, computer information, systems and money and banking, you can go there, check them out. Theology, criminal justice, Christian educational ministries, and Christian counseling. That's for you, Howard. Medical assisting and primary education. All of these career choices and more are now available at Atlantic College.
Theology, Christian what?
So I was there. Theology, you got that?
Yeah.
Criminal justice, Christian educational ministries, and Christian counseling. So that's a lot. And now, you being a big-time Christian, you need to go there.
A big-time Christian?
Okay, then. Well, you're...
Praise God.
Yeah, well, okay.
I like it.
You like it? Well, let's accept it.
Okay, big-time
you
Christian.
You say, child, I receive that. You say, I received that. Okay, then. So you can go there and check
Howard,
out
look
them.
At this text. No.
What's that?
I'm a big-time Christian.
He's a big-time Christian.
Don't you dare send that to me.
yeah, don't tell me that.
I like it.
I like that. Hey, man, listen here. Howard is throwing me right off. Yeah. When you call Atlantic College at 356-5517, 356-5517, and if you need, if those people, listen, you individuals who need affordable monthly payments to make their educational journey become a reality, call the admissions office, speak to the counselor, and see just how easy it is to get started. Now, Miss Melanie Thompson is doing a phenomenal job over there, Howard. That's her name, Melanie Thompson. Do you know her?
You're
not familiar with her?
No.
Well, she's doing an incredible job. I tell you that, so you just take my word about it. Don't worry about it. And she's doing a great job directing students and would-be students on the right path to obtaining their degrees. Now, with degrees starting as low as $93.50 an hour, $93.50 per credit, they are the least expensive on the island.
That's good money.
These classes will be
$100 a credit?
Yes. Now, these classes will be
How much credit do you get per course?
You had to ask that question.
It's normally 3 credits a course.
I think you're correct. Hey, listen, somebody call Atlantic College and find out if Howard is correct. Howard, say it one more time.
If it's $93.50 a credit and you need 3 credits per course.
Yes.
Right? Because that's sort of the accumulation. You get 3 credits for this particular course.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to know whether or not they charge.
Well, first of all, we just learned that it's $93.50 per credit. So if you individuals want to find out that information, how it's writing it down, I think he's going to call Ms. Thompson afterwards.
I don't want to know more about this Christian education ministry and this theology.
Now you're talking.
No, I'd like to know.
What's the phone number for Atlantic College?
356-5517.
Okay, that's great then. So you're going to call there and find it out.
I can call Ms. Thompson.
Mm-hmm. Now, those classes are commencing September 9th. So that's a wonderful thing
to
know.
Is this a course that they offer, or this is an actual accreditation? And
I think it's an accreditation. I think it is. I think it is. It is a course. Mm. It is a course. It is a course of course.
I like this.
Yes. Howard, you asked some really good questions, you know.
Because I'm interested in these things.
And I like to, and I'm writing down some of these questions that you're asking because these are
lies in the seat. You're writing nothing.
Yeah, I'm committing it to memory.
You commit it to memory?
Yeah, hold on.
That's what you do.
I'm using cursive in my mind.
How do you commit to memory? You go to memory. Is that what you're committing? Yes. Is that
a commitment? This question, go to memory. Retrieve.
Ian, yeah. Let's take a quick commercial break. You can be here with us.
Sure. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we found out about Carrie's fabric. We found out about athlete's feet. We found out about Atlantic College. When we get back, we're going to find out more stuff that we got going on before we get back to school in September. I'm sitting here with none other than Ian Thomas, right here from Direct Marketers. Quick break. Be right back after this.
Born in Camp Jordan, when I stood off the block. Great on TikTok, every word that I talk. In the Beamer, screaming, I'm waking them up. Total shock, I can rock any place that you got. Cowbells and boats, kids are back.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation.
Looking for a car that combines reliability, innovation, and options to fit every type of driver? Look no further than Toyota. Whether you're in the market for a fuel-efficient gasoline engine, a cutting-edge hybrid, or a fully electric vehicle, Toyota has you covered. Known for their unparalleled reliability, Toyota vehicles are built to last. From the versatile RAV4 to the eco-friendly Yaris and the all-electric bZ4X, there's a perfect Toyota for every lifestyle. Choose Toyota, the brand that drives you forward. Visit Executive Motors today, located East Shirley Street, a part of the Auto Mall Group, or call 242-397-1770. Toyota, let's go places.
Get ready to celebrate independence the BK way with our new Independence King Combo. Choose from our classic flame grilled beef version or indulge in a crispy chicken breast topped with savory bacon, arugula, crisp onion rings, cheese, and our special tropical sauce. Both come with fries and a drink for a flavor sensation perfect for celebrating every year. Remember to top off your Independence King Combo with a delicious guava sundae or the new guava ice shaker, available only at Burger King Nassau.
The Guardian Media Group has
your... Get set, go!
Join the Guardian Media Group, Star 106 Hits, Guardian Radio 96.9, and Hot 91 FM. And follow Team Bahamas from Paradise to Paris. Live comprehensive updates on Team Bahamas every day during the 2024 Summer Olympics. We are your ticket to Paris. Nassau Guardian Sports Editor Sheldon Longley will be trackside, bringing you closest to our athletes in their quest for gold. From Paradise to Paris, the 2024 Summer Olympics, live updates, brought to you by gold sponsors, the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism, Jimmy Wines and Spirits, distributors of Refreshing Sands Beer, silver sponsor Executive Motors, and the bronze sponsors Hertz Rent-A-Car, Nagico Insurance, Bay Street Garage, Nassau Motors, your Chevy and Honda dealers, and New Life Natural. Let the games begin.
Stephen Gardner alongside 100-meter hurdler Devin Charlton.
Great news. Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5255.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Nah, so ain't real, boy.
Born in Camp Jordan, when I stood off the block. Great on TikTok, every word that I talk. Any place that you got. Cowbells and goats, kids are banging them all. Whistleblower, I'm throwing the most vicious of all. Heels clicking, I'm tripping like the Wizard of Oz. Ain't no place like this place, tell you come down, so.
How it can be really, and I just want to know, if we live here, I'd be walking up and down on the street. How it can be real?
It's not a real place.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back right here on the Foundation, live in full effect, being able to talk about what we're doing. We're here sitting with none other than Ian Thomas, all the way from Direct Market, is telling us everything that's happening around town and where you can get all the deals. Carrie's Fabric, Athlete's Foot. What was the store associated with Athlete's Foot? The store in the Mall of Marathon?
Oh, Dollar Plus.
Dollar Plus. Mm-hmm. Atlantic College. And all the information's in there. And then they call us, get some information. I want to be able to find out more.
They got great, great stuff happening down there.
I want to find out more about this theology.
She just hit me up and she said, Ian, just remind Howard and yourself, and sorry, the entire Bahamas, all new students paying in full, let the admissions know that you heard it, this promo here with myself and Howard today, and receive 20% off your entire tuition. So that's a great initiative that they're putting forward.
Oh, these little cheering and take all of my money. So, no, mommy, we got to pay in full. Yeah. You can get 20% off
now,
and you pocket that.
Now,
Jesus.
If you can't pay in full and you need a payment plan, you can put half down and pay the balance within 60 days. That's a nice grace period. If you're enrolling your child for grades 4 through 12, no worries. Atlantic prides themselves in meeting your child where
Atlantic
they are.
College, they does grade 4 through 12
they
also?
They have a school.
You didn't say this.
But I'm telling you this right now. I'm trying to learn you all these things. If you interrupt me, then you're going to learn all these things. You're only learning bits and pieces.
You can't give me bits and pieces.
I'm trying to give you pieces and bits.
Okay, go ahead. Let me get the bits and bits. Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Where the school is.
You see that? I just going to talk and tell you about something. This man asking me where the school is. And now.
Which is no real place. It's not a real place.
Right. We're in a real place.
Okay, go ahead. I'm fine.
So if you need a payment plan. You can pay half down, pay the balance in 60 days. You're enrolling your child from grades 4 to 12, no worries. Atlantic prides themselves in meeting your child exactly where they are scholastically. They got trained, qualified teachers or instructors, whatever you want to call them, making it comfortable to bring your child up to the level where they need to be. Now, most people claim that it's changed the way the students, learn and, their whole learning ability. So they got from middle grade, that's 6 to 8, grade 8, and high schoolers from grade 9 to 12, they're there. And when your kids go there, you can make sure that these guys will be fully prepared and equipped for all their BJCs and BGCSE exams. Now, if you've never graduated before, there's no excuse. You can go to Atlantic College, and there you can get your GED certificate in agriculture, business, marketing, and finance, electrical, HVAC. You know what HVAC is, right? This people do the air condition and heating and stuff. We ain't really too much worrying about heating in the Bahamas, but air conditioning, so. Plumbing, and information management with the ability to study in person or virtually, like I said earlier. Right now, they're offering a $500 scholarship awarded to new full-time students who register and pay by August the 30th. You can secure your seat today. And remember, classes begin September 5th. For more information on all these incredible offers for middle schoolers, high schoolers, and individuals who are seeking out to get their associates and bachelor degrees.
Middle school, junior school, high school.
Yes. Please call Atlantic College at 356-5517.
Okay,
that's
so where are they located?
356-5517. Ladies and gentlemen, Howard, I don't know. Besides your underwear, do you
have? No.
Okay, then. And they're located. Have the big drum roll because Howard need to go there right now. They're on E Street and Hay Street. Now, they sent me something that said 4B. I guess that's the building number. 4B, East and Hay Street. That's Atlantic College. But give them a call and find out all this information that I've given you so they can give you the whole meat and potatoes about it. And also some of those great questions that Howard asked. Wonderful questions, Howard. That's why I love coming here. The phone number is 356-5517. 356-5517. You can ask for Miss Thompson or just speak to anybody in
No, don't overload Miss Thompson.
Yeah, don't overload her.
Yeah, she's busy. The people last minute, they call in with Charlie trying to get someplace for my child and maturing to go to school.
I'm just trying to eat this conch snack. So just do what you
gotta
do.
Miss Thompson, no, she don't eat the snack in her office. That's one thing I don't like. When you walk in the reception area and you smell stew, fish, and crab.
Yeah.
Miss, why y'all bring that in here?
Well, the stew, the... Anyway, so fabric, Commonwealth Fabric. You like Commonwealth Fabric? You tell me you've been there, Howard.
I've been there before. I told you that.
I believe you've been there. Man, listen to your mind.
What do you think? I can tell you a lie?
Two reasons why we need to go to Commonwealth Fabric right now. Two big reasons.
Okay.
They're celebrating 45 years in business. That's a long time, Howard. Yes. 45 years in business, and it's back to school. So if you're a tailor, a seamstress, or someone who's looking for great deals on fabric, you definitely don't want to miss out on the specials and deals happening right now at Commonwealth Fabric. Let me go straight to where they're located, because Howard can't wait to find out where these people is.
I know where Commonwealth Fabric is.
Well, let me say it, man. They're on number 1 Palmdale Avenue. The phone number is 325-0629. 325-0629. One more time. 356-0629.
You see that?
Number 1.
You see that? You don't even know what you... It's three. You say 356. It's 356 or 325.
Sorry. I was looking at two things. I apologize. I was testing. I gotcha. Hey, man, listen. Yeah. Hey, listen. Yeah. Howard just won. We were doing a bet, and somebody was like, is Howard going to listen? Well, Howard, what the phone number is? 325. 325-0629, Howard.
Okay, good. Okay.
I see you there.
Okay.
Wait, let's say, yeah, you was a good learner and listener. Mm-hmm. You got all the L's. LL Cool Howard. Sorry. That's 325-0629. That's Commonwealth Fabric. They're located number 1 Palmdale Avenue. Check them out on Facebook, and because they have deals every day. They're going to be doing like sporadic deals every day, and you can check them out on Facebook and everything. Some days it's on stretch material. The other days it's on plaids and everything. But their sale is all the way up. Up to about 50%
off. I see this kind of a new material girls is wear out. Uh-huh. My wife had a dress like that before. Uh-huh. It looked like it's a beautiful dress. I see them could be able to manipulate the fabric any way they want.
Wow.
And have a bunch of shoulder pieces and whatnot. She wore one to a wedding at one time.
Okay.
But when you touch the fabric, it's stretchy. Mm-hmm. It's very stretchy. Almost like scuba gear.
I have so much things to say relating to...
It's like scuba gear.
Fabric and you and all your children and then your wife, but I can just keep it to myself.
I appreciate you, sir. Thank you.
Yes. So right now,
I'll speak to the Babbitts about it.
No, Howard. Please.
I have concern.
Give them damn people the Lord.
Go ahead.
Hey, right now not only can you save on back to school material.
It's good material in there.
Right. Yeah, I know it is. You can not only you can save on back to school material, Howard. Listen, Howard, listen. Listen with your ears. But you can also
as
get
opposed
extra savings.
To my antennas.
Listen to your ears, not your antennas or your feelers,
really?
Or like whatever your wavelengths. Just listen. Go to Commonwealth Fabric. That's the main thing. They're celebrating 45 years in business.
Palmdale.
That's what they've up to 50% off on every type of fabric, except Androsia.
So you go there with your chair, forget something for your chair, and on you can get something for you.
Now you're talking. That's the kind of stuff.
My grandmother did that one time.
Yes.
She buy this material, must either make one suit.
Uh huh.
She was in the lodge. She buy him 2-3 yards of this material. The thing sit in the closet for a year and
Your
a half.
Your grandmother's a part of the Illuminati?
Yeah.
Praise God. Ladies and gentlemen.
She's a worshipful master Illuminati. Now listen.
Let me get out of here.
She buy 2 yards of black material and keep it in the closet for 2 years. I could see I could see it.
That sounds like a ritual.
I could see it.
Go ahead.
Right? I could see it. So she retire, but she like to buy a gift for everybody.
Uh-huh. She's gift giving.
She put the material and put one Bible, right? Uh-huh. She buy one Christmas. She buy me a Bible and material. I look it for gift, right? And I open this up. There's some material in the closet. Material. I say, Rami, she's like,
she's a regifter.
You can make something with that. I said, Rami, you need to say, grab it. Yeah, so the material is good.
Yeah.
Buy the material. Don't keep it in your closet.
Listen,
material.
All kind of people love getting fabric from fabric.
I know
from,
some good tailors out there.
Yes. One of my boys who's a tailor right now, he messaged me right now for Commonwealth Fabric number. Howard, what's the number is, man? You keep on telling me I say it wrong.
325.
Yes.
0629.
Good. Now, okay, now listen to him. Plus, every day, like I just said, they'll be introducing a flash sale on additional newly landed fabric. Right now, they're fully stocked with everything you need, including shoes, evening bags, jewelry, necklaces, and even earrings. You can visit the store and choose the right material you need to beat this heat. Individuals like myself, I go there for exciting prints to reupholster indoor and outdoor furniture, like Howard said he did another time.
Yes, I did.
Yep. But one of the main reasons that so many people are clamoring, Howard says, how do you clamor? Yeah, you go there and stand by the door and you just start clamoring. Yeah, you can clamor. Go ahead. You go to start clamoring at the door. They probably give you another discount at Commonwealth Fabric.
Oh, you're a good clamor. Come in here. 25 extra percent off.
Nobody clamors like you. Get over here, you little clamorer. Come clamor on me. So listen, Howard, come on now. Also, you can save on back-to-school material, Howard, for government and private schools. You get boys and girls material. with all the plaids and stripes you need and solid materials that you'll be needing for back to school. Even teachers get discounts as a way to give, as a way to say, hey, thank you. And you're doing a great job for such a wonderful career and giving back.
Yeah.
So that's a wonderful thing.
But we know y'all don't make much money, so wear this as a uniform.
Ah, now you're talking.
Yeah.
Be the first to view their 2024 fall line that they'll be unveiling in early September. And keep up with the latest deals and steals by logging on to Commonwealth Fabrics Facebook page. They guarantee to be posting daily account daily discounts. Where they're looking. What's the phone number, Howard?
325-0629.
You got that right. 325-0629. You can check them out on Facebook for more deals and discounts. That's Commonwealth Fabric. Go down there and tell Tommy. You hear me and Howard doing
Tommy,
a great job.
That's her name?
Yeah, that's Tommy, man.
I've been in there, Tommy. Them said, I don't know if I met Tommy.
Yeah.
You was Howard?
Uh-huh.
I said, yes, ma'am, I'm Howard. Baby, I listen to you all the time.
All the time. Right, right, right. And then when I go there, she tell me that too, that she listening to, I have to say, ma'am, I apologize for him. So that's how it goes.
I apologize.
I said he'll do better.
I appreciate you. Yeah. Thank you.
So, man, go check out Commonwealth Fabrics. That's my peoples over there. Man, Howard, well, listen, yeah, Howard, who I ain't talked about yet, man. I didn't talk about Adley's Foot and all these different people. But what I haven't spoken about is Melissa Sears. Now, like I always said, we're still staying in the time of back to school. Early is always better. And especially when getting your kids' uniform for back to school.
It's early getting late now.
This
early, what you're thinking about?
This early for certain people.
This
they
is late.
They ain't get the ASU draw yet.
Oh, yeah. No, but they ain't gonna get that.
Yeah.
ASU draw don't come in the middle of the week. What kind of ASU you all is being?
I don't be in none, but I just trying to say.
ASU draw come in the middle of the week, in the middle of the month?
But listen,
ASU draw is come at the top of the month and the end. That's it.
Okay, then. Well, listen, this has turned into a whole ASU draw education.
Who just give you ASU draw on the, well, you know, the 15 coming up?
Anyway.
Come get your
draw. No, but I think they probably do something different right now.
$150.
Because sometimes people didn't plan. And there's a lot of people out there who don't have that money to get their kids ready for back to school. So this is a great time to go to Melissa Sears, like I say. Parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, and godparents, because a lot of godparents are very involved in getting the kids back to school. Melissa Sears wants to save you money. So please, 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 we beg you to go and check them out. Where are they located? They are on East Street. Howard said, do not say they're on East Street.
You know where East Street? Listen, South is after the roundabout.
Yes, okay. So
the roundabout
Melissa
is central.
Is near Coconut Grove Avenue. So Melissa says, check them out on East Street, and the next location is in the mall at Marathon. So let me tell you what all you can get down there. So no other place on the island has the type of deals that they claim that they're going to be having right now. They're having some surprises happening right now, Howard.
Really?
And they said when their loyal customers come in the store, they'll be pleasantly surprised. Come in there, check out.
What do you mean, like loyal to my wife?
And then loyal to the store.
Loyal to my wife, and then I walk
in
the store.
Yes.
No. I'm loyal.
With prices that you can afford. You don't got to wait on your ASU draw. That's what they're trying to say. So they're offering customers significant discounts on getting their kids ready for back to school for the new year. Melissa Sayers has two locations, like I said, Mall at Marathon or East Street. Don't say South, on East Street. They got the best quality and best price when it comes to school uniforms. Make back to school so much easier this year. You got to go to the Melissa Sayers. They have the highest quality and selection of back to school uniforms in the Bahamas. You'll save so much money on a huge selection of jumpers, skirts, shirts, socks, school pants, and ribbons. Not to mention, you don't have to take those clothing items to the laundry and pay exorbitant prices for pressing. Customers can now take advantage of Melissa Sayers' newly added in-store pressing machine that will have those little ones looking amazing.
Give me a number for you, Melissa Sayers.
Melissa Sayers' phone number, 322-73-47. 322-73-47. Go down there and check them out. You could get your clothes pressed. So they say people.
Melissa says it's press your clothes too.
They press your clothes if you purchase that. Now they have a long line of people who want to get that service done. But if you can, I'll come back in 2 to 3 days and get it done for that service, just like a fraction of what you'll pay at a laundromat.
Let me take this quick break, guys. Going to be right back after this.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation. Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Now let me see now. 326 EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. On Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker and he could go right.
We ship also to the Family Island.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back. Last segment, being able to talk about these things. Grateful to be able to be in the house today talking with none other than Ian Thomas, all the way from Direct Marketers. Carrie's Fabric, Athlete's Foot, The Dollar Store, Atlantic College, which we're now learning has grade 4 to 12.
Yep.
Right?
You learned
and they're on Hay Street and E Street.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm happy that you didn't say E Street South.
I didn't say E Street
You South. Believe that the whole E Street is E Street South.
I'm serious.
The influence of the Babbitts is peculiar. Right?
Hey, let me finish talking with these people. Yeah, you're talking crazy. Melissa says,
man. Fambeck and Melissa says.
Ah, good, good, good. Yeah. You mentioned all of them. Now, listen, like I said, you can get jumpers, skirts, shirts, socks, school pants, and ribbons at Melissa Sayers. I just got off the phone with them and confirmed something what Howard said. They said, Ian, the place is packed. They love it. People are coming in. People are calling.
Every year.
And everything like that. They said.
People from the Family Islands just go there.
Yeah. Listen, go check out Melissa Sayers. Great prices. 322-7347. Whatever you're looking for. You can go and find it right there. Melissa Sayers is staffed with the most qualified tailors and seamstresses on the island as well. They will make your child's uniform fit perfect so they don't look like, come here, let me fix you.
Not too perfect now.
Not too perfect.
Because no, after they didn't have them hot potty every morning.
Yeah, do hot potty.
Mm-hmm.
And a piece of, yeah. So just in case their weight fluctuates throughout the year.
In case?
Yeah.
These behemoths.
You don't
giant.
Have to waste your money. Go there. Stop trying to figure out where else to go. You want to go to Melissa Sayers, check them out. 322-7347, 322-7347. I gave the Bahamian people a lot of great places today to go ahead and get their kids ready for back to school.
Yeah.
That was wonderful. I mean, from Carrie's Fabrics to the Athlete's Foot for the shoes to Commonwealth Fabrics for more fabric and material. And also Melissa Sayers down there. All these companies are doing a wonderful, wonderful job in just making sure that they give the Bahamian people a break because they know it's been difficult and just offer the best, best, best prices on the island. And they've used such a great vehicle like this show with the foundation with Howard and myself to just get the word out. They know the power of this show. Howard, they insist. Ian, wherever you go, we know you on other stations, but you must talk about us on the foundation. You and Howard have a great relationship, a great rapport, and Howard is pretty smart. You're a genius and you're
pretty
handsome.
Smart.
Yeah, they said
that.
They said you're pretty smart. They called me a genius and
no,
handsome.
No, no, no. They said that you're, they were
student.
Talking to you.
Yeah, they said, yeah.
And they said, you're pretty smart.
No, they said, Ian, Howard, he's not, okay, he's pretty smart.
They didn't say this.
No, I forced them to say that you were smart. Now you got to let the cat out of the bag.
No, they said I am a genius and I'm handsome.
Right, that's what they said about me. I'm a genius, I'm handsome.
You invert your stuff now.
I'm a Mensa student. They said you.
This is what they say about you?
Yeah, they say you. Something but you. They said somebody.
They tell you this.
They said, Ian, we love whenever you bring Howard on the show.
You bring Howard on the show?
Yeah.
I'm grateful
and
to you.
And I said, listen here. I said, I had to try to throw him a bone.
Listen, you my kind of guy. I appreciate
yeah,
you.
Listen, I said, I tired of seeing sit around on the blocks. Come with something for these couple of BDs. Waking out, body.
We're still a smoke BD.
I said, Howard, listen, get yourself together. Get in the car.
I appreciate you. I want to thank you so much.
Carry him by one place. I say, get my haircut on me.
You did that for me.
What the things I do for you?
You didn't mention the shoes. The shoes you gave me.
I don't mention that. You think I pity you?
I appreciate you. I do.
Hey, listen here, ladies and gentlemen. Boy, look at my time. Shorty, I got soon going. Hey, Howard, you know what I'm going to say, Howard. Howard's favorite thing. Oh, Lord. Hey, listen here, ladies and gentlemen. Howard's favorite thing in the world is the bully pill. Get yourself the bully pill. It's $55 for a bottle of straw. If you're taking medication for high blood pressure, diabetes, it won't interfere.
Shaba is coming to look for you for his music.
Let me tell you something here, Howard. When you listen to this and you take one of them pill, this is how you be carrying on. Stop it. Don't do it. Yeah. Come here, guy. What you saying? Get over here, yeah? You take one of them pill. How you know? Hey, listen, yeah.
Sir, that has never happened.
Hey, listen, yeah. Get yourself one of them bully pills here and carry
on. Soon as they hear your
back.
Voice, they see your phone going off. Hey, man, what's happening, man? How you doing? How your family doing? You all right? Why don't you read one of them decks? Hey, man, what's happening, man? You all right?
From 18
get the hair from your man.
80,
I hope your family is good.
Men are taking them. Some of the women are buying them for their guys. I can't reiterate this enough. If you're an older gentleman and you might be in a relationship with a younger lady, you might think you're doing your best. You're not like how you used to be back in the day, but you're doing the best you can.
That's why you should be equally yoked. What you doing, messing them younger?
You're going to go ahead and be equally yoked. You want, why are you getting produce involved in this conversation?
They should.
So get yourself the bully pill. It's only $55 for a bottle of six. If you need delivery, that's $5. But the pill works. You take it. Swallow it. Drink some water.
Oh, this is how you swallow it?
30 minutes. Mm. Yeah, 30 minutes. Mm. Half an hour. An hour later.
God, go
boom.
Down harder. You got
to. You be like, yeah, man. And
don't
like
let
I
it get
say,
stuck
Howard,
in your neck.
Like I said.
You got stiff neck.
You'd be like Howard. You would be the hottest guy on the radio.
You wild enough right now.
Man,
sir.
Listen,
you're
get yourself the bully pill. You will love it. Give me
Wilding.
A call. 552-0212. 552-0212. Get yourself
Listen to me. All Ian talk about today, his phone can go off. And what? They can ask him, hey, man, what's happening, man?
Yeah, you do a good job. Yeah.
Listen, you did well. Where you is right now? I need to park them bullets.
Yeah, listen, yeah. My phone going off right now like crazy right now. Get yourself the bully pill. It's going to be a wonderful experience. If you're a woman right now and you say, listen, yeah, me and homeboy, we ain't do nothing for a little while. You know, he ain't really been in the mood like
don't
that.
Sprinkle that in his orange juice now.
Yes, you could get him in the mood. Get yourself together. Save a little kissing, all that stuff. Get that bully pill.
Bully pill is cost you to hug and kiss too?
Well, I know. It costs you to do the rest of the things.
You need to stop, sir. You got to get your life together.
Yes, man.
Bully pill for married people.
Yeah.
That's
yeah, for married people, that's a good one. $55 for a bottle of six. You can't beat it. 552-0212.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's your show today. I want to thank you so very kindly. Tomorrow, we're going to dive deeper into this, kind of chomp it down, and just being able to talk about what we started to at the top of the hour. If you want to be a part of what we're doing here on Small Business Thursday, I want to be able to invite you, extend this invitation to you. Give me a call at 827-0111, 827-0111 to find out more information about it. That's the show. Have a beautiful day. We're going to see you tomorrow. Godspeed right here on The Foundation.
The Foundation.